Hello from the BBC, I'm Rich Preston with a roundup of the latest developments in the war in Ukraine on day 26 of Russia's invasion. The city of Mariupol remains the focus of much of Russia's aggression. It's a key port city in the south of the country on the Sea of Azov. If Russia were to take Mariupol, it would give it access to the Black Sea and would help create a land bridge between Crimea, which Russia annexed in 2014, and the Ukrainian regions of Donetsk and Luhansk, which are controlled by Russian-backed separatists. The BBC's James Waterhouse is in Ukraine and has this assessment.
They have had more than 2 weeks of almost hourly bombardment. Almost every building has been damaged. They have had no running water. Their toilets have become health hazards. People haven't had enough to drink. People have been now fighting each other for their next meal in an act of pure survival. So I don't think we can stress enough, just because what's happening in Mariupol hasn't changed, it's still increasingly desperate. And just when you think it can't get any worse for people, it's only looking like to continue until the city either prevails or falls. The worry from the West is that it'll be the latter.
Ukraine has accused Russia of preventing a humanitarian corridor from being established, which would have enabled vital food and supplies into the city. That's after Ukraine rejected a Russian demand that Mariupol surrender. About 300,000 people are trapped in the city. Anastasia Rechkina escaped Mariupol a few days ago and told the BBC that people in the city would not give up the fight.
Everybody who is inside would not ever do it. And even imagining me, myself, when I was there, if they would ask me to give up, I would say I would stay there and I would survive with what I had at the moment, but it would never be giving up Mariupol to Russia. If I was there, I would go with my bare hands to protect my city. I would never give up it to Russia.
The European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, says Moscow's relentless bombardment of Mariupol is a war crime.
What's happening in Mariupol is a massive war crime, destroying everything, bombarding and killing everybody, indiscriminated manner. This is something awful. We have to condemn in the stronger terms. This is a war crime, a massive war crime, what's happening in Mariupol. The city will be completely destroyed and people are dying.
Meanwhile, in the capital, Kyiv, several houses and a shopping centre were hit by large explosions, reportedly killing 8 people. The city's mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, has imposed another 35-hour curfew from Monday evening until Wednesday morning, local time. More than 10 million people are now thought to have been displaced by fighting in Ukraine. About 3.5 million have fled the country completely. While Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues, both sides have been taking part in talks. But Russia says not enough progress has been made in those talks with Ukraine. The Russian Foreign Minister Dmitry Peskov claimed those on the Russian side were showing a greater willingness to work fast and meaningfully than those on the Ukrainian side. Presidents Putin and Zelensky are yet to meet to discuss the crisis in Ukraine, and Mr. Peskov said that before that happened, quote, homework had to be done. Alexander Rodnyansky is an advisor to the Ukrainian government.
They have been using these talks as a way to distract attention from what is happening on the battleground, as a way to signal to the West that they are interested in some peaceful resolution and therefore trap the West into thinking that further sanctions are not necessary. So far, that's exactly what we've been seeing, because you don't really look for peace and bombard cities on a large scale at the same time.
And the Moscow Stock Exchange partially reopened on Monday for the first time since the day after Russia launched its assault on Ukraine. Rapid sanctions imposed on Moscow when it invaded sent the Russian ruble tumbling. The BBC's Caroline Davies sent this report from Moscow.
As news of Russia's actions in Ukraine spread at the end of February, so too did panic in Russia's stock exchange. Trading of bonds and shares has been suspended since the 25th of February. It is reopening, but only for loan bonds issued by the Russian government. Meanwhile, Western sanctions are being felt in the shops. The front pages of some Russian papers have pictures of shelves empty of sugar, while many supermarkets have placed limits on the amount of basic food, such as salt and cooking oil, customers can buy. The papers reassure readers that there should be enough sugar to go around. Other state media show images of President Putin at his rally on Friday, quoting him as saying that Russia has never been as unified.
Moscow's central bank hasn't confirmed when regular trading in stocks will continue. Those are the latest developments on day 26 of Russia's invasion. I'm Rich Preston at the BBC.